It's the Coast to Coast Close Up today with Luann Carl from Renegade Station. Hey, Luann.
Hey, Cal. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well.
So
hanging
it's,
in there.
You bet. So it's just you and I today, hey?
Yeah. We kept it to a bare minimum. It gets a little crazy with all of us. We couldn't actually just get the schedules to work today, so it worked for me, and really happy to talk to you.
Awesome. It's been quite a while since you and I had a conversation, I guess, hey?
It is, at least. It's been over a year,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, my goodness.
So
isn't that...
Good to talk to you.
And what a year it's been. Everybody okay in your family?
Yes. Yeah. Thankfully, everybody's okay. We're laying low and staying home and not seeing each other and just doing... I've got a lot more exercise lately and been out walking a lot more. So, I mean, that's about all we can do. So, you know, there's definitely a silver lining and a bright side if you choose to look for it. So.
Yeah, for sure. We've been waiting quite a while for a brand new Renegade Station single, and it's out now. It's called Free, Free, Free. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell me about the track.
Oh, thank you so much. This track just, you know, it means so much to us. We've had some things happen in the band over the years that you just go, wow, okay, that was meant to be. And this is one of those things that we had, it was pitched to us probably about 18 months ago. And what that means, it was sent to our manager and we got to listen to it. We do write our own songs, of course, and record our own songs, but we also are privileged enough to have some songs sent to us. And this was one of them. And the message and the story in the song, we love those kind of songs that have some sort of message. And that's what country music is all about to us. And we just love, we're simple people. And I mean, we love the simple things in life. And this song really was about that. And the demo was just a male. And so I pitched it to the guys like, hey, what if we split up the vocals and do this as a duet? Which is something unique to Renegade Station, that we have the male and female vocals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we had planned to go into the studio last year in April 11th, was to do a full EP, a full CD, and record all these songs, and of course, COVID hit. So all our shows, you know, we played 3 shows last year, but I mean, we'd normally do at least 3 in a month, or if not, double that.
Mm-hmm.
So. You know, our business was completely shut down, so we had to postpone. And then, you know, come December, we started chatting. I mean, we chatted all year, but this song, we're like, you know what, we need to release this. We need to figure out a way to release this because, you know what, if nothing else has taught us, if COVID hasn't taught us anything else in this past year of all the sacrifices we've had to make, we've really learned that the best things in life are free.
Yeah.
Truly free. And we were like, oh my, you know, this timing, maybe, you know, things happen for a reason. And the timing of this song is how it's supposed to be. So we were able to get in the studio when restrictions were lifted enough that we could actually work together and work with Johnny, who is just phenomenal, and get this song out and a video. We just feel it really represents kind of where we are right now in the world. So
we're super
proud of it.
For sure. I want to talk about the video in a second, but I want to talk about Johnny Gasparic. You and I could talk about Johnny forever, and he wouldn't
we
say,
could.
He would just sit back in the corner and just laugh a little bit and wouldn't say anything, right?
You and I have
known Johnny for quite a while. Why don't you tell us about Johnny and what he brings to the table for you?
Oh, Johnny is the most positive, energetic, magnetic person that I know. He just, you know, when we first started recording with him, he's just encouraged us so much, and we've learned so much from him. I call him the Tasmanian devil. Like, he just, he's full of energy, and he's always, you know, like, 3 feet above everybody else, and you might be having a bad day. Like, I always get nervous singing and recording my vocals. And he's like, Luann, you got it. Just be Luann. Be who you are. Don't try to be like her. Be you. And, you know, even if you screw up, he's like, that was pretty cool, but I know it can be cooler. I know you can do it cooler. That was awesome, but I bet you can make it even more awesome. Like, he's just so positive and so talented. He can play every instrument. He can sing. He's got an ear. Our harmony has grown so much and become so much more solid since working with him, because we just pick up on that incredible ear that he has. If there's harmony to be done, he knows it. Yeah. He just gets it, and we love him so much. He's just helped us so much along the way. So he's incredible. Anyone that wants to record and get a fabulous song and recording with, I mean, Johnny's your guy.
Yep. At MCC, right?
At MCC Recording Studio in Calgary, you bet.
You bet. Now let's talk about this video. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So we had the idea to, hopefully, you know, that restrictions would be lifted enough that we could spend a day doing things that are free, that you just love, that we've taken for granted in our lives. I think all of us have been so busy, and it in our lives in general, right? We're running and doing this and doing that, and we had to shut it down last year and play crib at the kitchen table, or video games, or go for walks, or play beanbags out in the backyard, go for a drive. So that was truly the premise of the video. And we spent, oh gosh, 10 hours, 11 hours filming and just playing music and playing pool. And we hope that people could see us and how Renegade Stage, how we are together, hanging out, and relate to it, that, you know, it's just those things that we took for granted are really pretty cool, actually. Like, we spent a lot of time last year sitting in the backyard playing and singing around a campfire, and that's how the band started. Really, like, when we started playing together, we spent a lot of time sitting around a campfire or in each other's kitchen talking about the what ifs, and if we could only get a song on radio, and if we could only go to Melfort, Saskatchewan, and talk to Cal, you know, and we've done those things, and it's pretty cool. So it just really brought us back down to the simple things, and that's what the video is all about.
And you four truly are our family. I mean, you guys are pre-COVID, right? You guys are together all the time.
We are. We go to each other's houses, we hang out, we camp together, we'll used to golf together. And it's like Friday night, you know, if we're thinking of doing something, you guys want to come for a fire and the guitars will come out. And we do. Our families go to each other's functions, family functions, and when we could. We're very close. And that is one thing, you know, we were asked the one time, what's something that you want people to know about the band? And it's, you know, this isn't just a flash in the pan and something to, you know, make it just become famous or something. This is truly our passion, and we've been together a long time, and it's just part of who we are, and we're lucky enough to be able to share our music with people across Canada. And we're very close. We are truly, we're not a family, but we feel like a family.
for sure. Are you guys jumping online and doing any performances at all? Or?
Yeah, we sure are. We have been doing what's called Station Nights every second Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we try to do a theme night. So, you know, whether it's, we've done decades. We've done a 70s, 80s, 90s country night, and also perform our songs. And we started up our match game again, which is a game show that we did all last summer. And just have some fun and be silly and end it off with a song as well. And hopefully we'll continue to do that. We feel restrictions, you know, they're going to be heavy again. So we'll just see how it goes, and we'll do the best we can. When you're a band, that's hard because we can't necessarily get together.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, we do the best we can. We've been recording stuff on our own, videos and whatnot, so that we can post them and just keep in touch with our fans and keep them engaged and hope they enjoy the new stuff that we have out. So,
And speaking of new stuff, you got some new merchandise on your website too, I understand.
We do. Nice. Yes, we're so excited. yeah, we've been able to partner with a company that is pretty cool that you can go on and order directly from them. We have a bunch of free merchandise out. So with the new single, you can just go on there. We've got Luann's signature pink sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. Anyone that knows me knows I love pink. Yeah, so they can just check out, go to renegadestation.com and click on the store, and all the links to the merch are there. And yeah, we're pretty excited about it. There's some cool stuff in there.
And that's that would be the website to go to for all the information for socials and all that sort of thing too, I guess. Hey,
yeah, renegadestationmusic.com, and you know, if you just type in Renegade Station, you'll find us. It's pretty easy to find, which is great. Yeah,
you bet. Perfect. Well, say hi to the guys for us. I really miss you guys. It's been such a long time since you and I and all of you and myself, you know, sat across the table from each other. But one day
it
that'll
sure
happen.
Has.
So
it absolutely will, and we will raise a glass together and enjoy each other's company very much. Until then, this will do, and it's really great to chat with you, Cal. Sure miss you.
Renegade Station on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.